This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. There were some heated exchanges this morning between Stormy Daniels' lawyer Keith Davidson, who was on the witness stand, and former President Donald Trump's criminal defense team. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
In 2016, Davidson represented both Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, both of whom say they had sexual relations with Trump early on in his marriage to Melania. Davidson got them money to keep quiet. Davidson is a Hollywood lawyer who frequently makes these kinds of settlements that include non-disclosure agreements. He said at the end of the 2016 campaign, then-Trump attorney Michael Cohen finally paid Daniels $130,000, which Davidson said Cohen was putting up the money for. On cross-examination, Trump attorney Emile Beauvais brought up previous settlements Davidson had arranged with Hulk Hogan and Charlie Sheen, suggesting these settlements were just this side of extortion. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Arizona's governor has signed a bill that would repeal an 1864 law that banned virtually all abortions in that state. The law coming into play after the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs called the move to return the Civil War era ban to the dustbin of history, just the beginning of a battle to protect reproductive health care in the state.
Today, we should not rest, but we should recommit to protecting women's bodily autonomy, their ability to make their own healthcare decisions, and the ability to control their lives. Let me be clear. I will do everything in my power to protect our reproductive freedoms, because I trust women to make the decisions that are best for them.
The repeal of the law, dating back to a period before Arizona was even a state, was approved this week in the Arizona Senate, where it will not take effect until 90 days after the end of the current legislative session. The healthcare CEO whose subsidiary was breached by hackers is under pressure from lawmakers. NPR's Jenny McLaughlin reports they want UnitedHealth to step up security and make things right with millions of Americans whose private healthcare data may have been stolen.
During multiple congressional hearings this week, UnitedHealth Group CEO Andrew Witty faced rounds of intense questioning over his company's response to a recent major cyber attack. Lawmakers wanted to know why Change Healthcare, a subsidiary of his company which manages digital payments, was unprepared to respond to an attack that crippled practically the entire healthcare system for weeks. Witty told the lawmakers that Change Healthcare was in the process of updating old systems, but the server that was breached did not have multi-factor authentication installed. He also said it was his decision to pay a ransom. While the company investigates records leaked on the dark web, they're offering free credit monitoring and identity theft services for potential victims. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
Stocks regained some lost ground after yesterday's post-Fed meeting sell-off. The Dow was up 322 points. The Nasdaq rose 235 points. This is NPR. According to a group of Maryland lawmakers, plans call for the Francis Scott Key Bridge to be rebuilt in just over 4 years at an estimated cost of between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. Officials with the Transportation Department say the state plans to complete a new span by 2028. The entire bridge collapsed after it was struck by a fully loaded container ship in March. Six workers on the bridge at the time were killed. Ithaca, New York has just become the first city in the nation to require half the money that it puts toward its energy transition and capital projects goes towards communities disproportionately burdened by climate change. Rebecca Rennelmeyer of member station WSKG has more.
Ithaca's new spending framework, called Justice 50, is the latest development in the college town's efforts to model how a small city can tackle the climate crisis. The plan goes well beyond the White House's Justice 40 initiative, which pledges that 40% of the benefit of federal climate spending must flow to marginalized communities. Ithaca Mayor Robert Cantelmo hopes the city's ambitious commitment can set an example.
40 is a great benchmark, but it does not need to be the ceiling.
This comes as some environmentalists voice concern over a lack of transparency around the federal Justice 40 program. Advocates say local initiatives like Ithaca's can help ensure that climate change investments get to communities most affected. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rettelmeyer in Ithaca.
Crude oil futures prices moved slightly lower after big sell-offs earlier in the week. Though weakening demand and rising inventories continue to weigh on prices, oil down 5 cents a barrel to $78.95 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.